episode 509, Side Stretch, You're Happy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? What song are you singing in your head right now? What is it? What are you humming? Are you humming something happy? Oh, because today is a day to be happy. Today is your motivation, inspiration day. A day for you to keep going, to get in that groove, because you know what? The weekend is on the horizon. And we all tend to live for weekends, don't we? We want that break, that little reprieve, that time to rejuvenate our mind, body, and spirit. And today you're going to get that. You're going to get a wink of it right now. Side stretch, you're happy. How's your happy going? Are you creating happiness? Because you know you should be. We don't just decide to wake up and just like happy comes to us. We have to create it. And it's not always something we think about. For example, how regimented are you in your day? Like, did you schedule your happy time? Like, do you actually have on there, I'm going to be happy now? With our mornings here, I have almost down to the second what I do. For example, like in the evenings, I don't do a lot of watching the news. I mean, I'll get clips here and there and I'll get specific things on my phone, but I really want to know the next day's weather because it impacts how I'm going to schedule my morning. If I'm getting up before the rain hits to get my run in, or am I going to do my strength and conditioning in the rain? Sometimes that happens. So I really want to know what's going on. And yes, I know I can get it from my phone, but I want the detailed. So I have almost down to the seconds as to when that TV needs to be turned on so I can see just the right amount of information that I need for the weather. How crazy is that? I mean, I know it's crazy, but we run our lives that way. We become so regimented. Our days are so planned out. Is your happy planning working for you? Do you schedule that in? Are you experiencing the same feelings and emotions every single day? You know, when you get up and you say, oh, it's Wednesday, it's hump day. Oh, yay, it's Friday. That means tomorrow I get to sleep in. Oh, it's Monday. What another day. We have these mental in our head conversations and they happen. Where are you on your happiness scale today? Well, today, you're going to side stretch your happy. I know, it's a stretch, isn't it? And you're probably like, I'm scratching my head at this one, Christiane, because I do not know what you mean by side stretch your happy. Well, it's going to be fun because you're going to side stretch it. It's just going to, that's all there is to it. When our lives are so regimented, so robotic, how does that leave room to create your happiness? Well, it doesn't, does it? We just are so, okay, this is what I have to do. I get up and I know that I'm going to go work out for 20 minutes and I know I'm going to put in this DVD and this is what happens when I'm done. I'm going to go into the kitchen and this is what I do. Oh, wait, no, before that, maybe I brush my teeth and go to the bathroom before I start any of that. It's so regimented. You don't even have to think about it, but it's so planned out. You are the same today and tomorrow unless an event is thrown to upset your schedule. You know that event, you know, E plus R equals O. If that event changes that's not planned out, well, nothing else changes. You're just the same old, same old. The feelings, think about it. I know it's a stretch. I told you you're going to side stretch. You're happy. But you need to think about this stuff. Talk about moving out of your comfort zone. You need to be moving into happy. Immanuel Kant, a German philosopher, says this, rules for happiness, something to do, something to love, something to hope for. If only if those rules of happiness were written into our daily schedules, we all might be smiling a little bit more. Our eyes might sparkle even greater than what they do now. When we are living life, it's very easy to get caught up in the same mundane stuff. The same schedule, the same activity that the kids do. We do it with our workout schedule. I mean, come on, how many of you all are doing the same workout? Maybe not the exact same one, but maybe you have a DVD or maybe you just happen to like a particular Zumba And you do that workout when you make time to work out, because otherwise there's an excuse that comes in and you don't work out. Side stretch. You're happy. We can't be happy if we don't create it. If we don't put ourselves into that thought process. And you're like, more work? Yep, life is work. Life is work. But when you work, you begin to find joy and love in it and grace. That's all a gift. But it does take work. If you want to grow, if you want to impact, if you want to be out there creating your own, what, transformation, so that you can impact others. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. You got to work. Life is work. But with work comes what? You got to have happiness. So what are your rules for happiness? So when I was thinking about side stretcher happy, I began to think about how I do my laundry and how my body moves. Did you know your body can move in all different directions? Have you ever tried to do your laundry by reaching over your side, like side stretching your laundry? Have you tried that? No, you probably haven't. I want you to try it the next time. I've done it. It feels really weird. And see, we have a stackable. So I'm stretching no matter what because I'm short, so I have to stand up either on a stool or I'm tippy-toeing it to get all the laundry out from the top, or I'm squatting. So either way, I'm stretching something, one way or the other. If I was to side stretch and bend over, do you know how cool that would feel? I mean, number one, it would kind of be a weird feeling, right? Because it's not normal for me to do that, because it's more normal for me to bend forward. But if I was taught to go to the side, it wouldn't be abnormal for me, would it? Same with your happy. Side stretch your happy. Get out of your regimented schedule. Get out of what you think you're supposed to be feeling and allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to be consumed with emotions. Let down those walls. I'm telling you, that's living, sister. You can't live in life with brick walls around you. You can't be stuck in a bubble, but we do it every single day, mamas. We do it. I do it. And I sometimes have to snap myself out of it and say, oh, really? You haven't smiled a lot lately. You haven't laughed. I mean, seriously, turn on the TV if nothing else, or pull up your Netflix or YouTube, whatever floats your boat. There's something on there that you haven't watched that's going to make you laugh. And you're going to be tickled silly about it if you allow yourself to. Or you can sit there and put something so funny on and tell yourself, this is not funny. I don't want this to feel funny to me. So I'm not going to be funny right now. I don't want to feel happy. Are you living your life in the not happy stage? Are you losing those rules of happiness? Or are you ready to side stretch your happy? Ready to create your happy, to find it anew, to refresh it, to rejuvenate it? Because when we're doing the same old thing, I mean, come on, when toddlers are pulling on you, all you want to do is like, okay, time out here, a break, release. You know, release the grip, please. Release mama, because mama's tired. I don't want to be pulled on all the time. Yeah, we get those days, and they come more often than what we want to admit. And what happens is we get into the habits of, well, here, this is what's going to take care of this. If I just do this, they respond this way. Off they go, and oh, I have my freedom. Release. But are you really living life? I want you to be rejuvenated for your days. When you lay down your head at night on the pillow, I want you to say, oh, I cannot wait to wake up in the morning to see what the next day brings. Does that take work? Oh, yes, it does. Side stretch your happy. Begin to allow yourself to come out of that comfort zone. Allow yourself to be happy and giddy and silly. Act like a kid again. Remember what it's like to be young. Go out on a date with your hubby and just remember what it was like when you first saw each other. The goo-goo eyes and, oh my gosh, if he touched your hand, it was like, oh, tingly sensation all the way through your body. You know, you're smiling right now thinking about it. I know you are. Side stretch. You're happy. Don't allow yourself to just accept what is given to you because you're in the habit, because that's what you're dished out. You're not dished out anything. You could go out and create. You're happy. Don't get caught up in that normal happy that we so tend to do. Those fixed emotions that you're the same today as you are tomorrow because you're doing the same old, same old. Sidestretch your happy today and change your rules for happiness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.